Hi, attainable listeners. Today, I am speaking with Evan Rose. Evan is an empowered dating and relationship coach, a certified life coach, and the founder of Evan Rose Coaching. In our conversation, Evan sets us up with tools to reframe our desires, shift our mindset, and show up more powerfully in our relationships, starting with the most important relationship we have, which is the relationship with ourselves. Evan shares her personal journey to becoming a coach, the growth around self-love, self-connection, and self-worth that she has helped so many women discover within themselves, and she shares how her process has transformed her life in powerful ways too. I'm ready to dig into this conversation with Evan. Let's go. Hey, Evan.
Hello.
Welcome to the Attainable Podcast. It's so good to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
The work you do is so important, not only in helping clients and those around you to be more connected, more compassionate in their relationships with others, but most importantly, in the relationship we have with ourselves. So I'd love to start what you were doing before and really what that aha moment and the transition moment was for you to start doing the work you're currently doing.
I had many, many paths before this one, but most recently before starting my business, I was at a startup in the sales world. I was in this role for like 4 years and learned a lot, got pretty burnt out. And just the main thing was I was feeling really unfulfilled. I felt like I wasn't having an impact in the way that I wanted to have an impact. I grew up with therapists for parents. So I had this desire within me, I think since I was a kid, to really help and support people. And I just felt like I wasn't able to do that in the corporate world that I had kind of found myself in unintentionally. And so I had had over the years so many conversations with friends, so many times when friends would call me up in, you know, when they were at some crossroads, making a big decision or in some kind of crises, oftentimes in their relationships and in their dating lives. I felt like in those moments, I was really able to hear them, to reflect back what I saw, to give them so much support and leave them feeling really empowered and relieved. And I had friend after friend say to me, "You should charge for this." Like, I got more from this phone call than I'm getting in my therapy sessions or whatever it was. And there was just one of those calls where at the end of the call, my friend was like, "I would totally hire you to support me in this area." And I was like, "Can I do that? Can that be my path?" And here we are.
I love that so much. The thing I love most about it is, you know, when we talk about looking at who we are as people and looking within, for you, this wasn't just something that you've taught yourself. This skill came from within you as well. There's a skill to asking questions that really provoke thought and get people curious around certain things that they wouldn't come up with on their own. This is just inherently natural for you to be able to really get people to look and think a different way, but also really look within themselves.
It does come naturally. And I think that's kind of why at first I questioned, like, this feels like something anyone can do, right? That things are gifts. Usually we take for granted. It's hard, can be hard at first to really see and appreciate what we do naturally. So I was like, "What do you mean? I'm just talking to you." And in reality, so much was happening in that phone call. It wasn't actually just a conversation. It was an opportunity for transformation and for seeing possibility and all of that. So it's been really amazing to take that and bring that into my work.
What has the transformation you've seen women come into or realizations that they've seen that really have lit you up and wanted you to continue the work you're doing?
Yeah, a big theme of it, I would say, especially in our dating lives, is that I've seen so many women come into this work from a place of kind of like being along for other people's rides, like feeling like their dating life was just this roller coaster where they felt really disempowered, right? They were so focused. And I know because I experienced this years ago, being so focused on wanting to be liked, wanting to be chosen, wanting to make things work, stay with someone at all costs, where we just completely lose our own personal power and we disconnect with ourselves and we put other people's needs and desires and boundaries and all of that first. And so the shift that I get so excited about with my clients is seeing them realize, oh, I get to be in the driver's seat. I get to completely create my life, my dating life, my love life, the way that I want. It gets to come from my desires, my intentions, my boundaries. And I can actually just show up for that, decide what I'm available for, invite other people to meet me here. If it doesn't feel good, I don't have to get on that ride. Right?
Right.
It's so empowering.
There's huge benefit and something to note here. We a lot of times won't come to that realization on our own, but a huge part of it too, and I talk a lot about this, of giving permission and just hearing mm-hmm. someone else say, no, you don't have to do that, or you don't have to say yes, you know, right? Listen to yourself. What do you feel? What do you want? And having someone just remind us of that is so important because we don't do that for ourselves.
Totally. And there's also so much that we do unconsciously. So oftentimes when I'm having these conversations with women, I'll be asking questions or just giving reflections, right? Pointing things out. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I did not even realize that's what I was doing. They'll kind of come to me and be like, well, here's what he's doing. And here's how, all right, I haven't heard from him in a few days in XYZ. And what do you think he's looking for? What do you think? And I'm like, what do you want? And they're like, oh my gosh, wait, I forgot about that piece. Right? Yeah. So yeah, it's like, we all have blind spots. We all can kind of easily fall into these unconscious patterns, and having someone to just be a mirror for us. And then exactly be like, permission to own what you really want, permission to say the thing you're scared to say, you know, cause you're worried it's going to turn someone off, but own that. Right? You are not doing yourself or anyone any favors by not being your full self in this situation. We have to be brave enough to do that if we're wanting to create the possibility of real connection and depth and alignment with someone else.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because it's human nature to, especially for women, right, to provide for other people and to be cognizant of others' needs. That's our inherent female intuition, mm-hmm. right? Knowing that and how we have, as women, have evolved in society in the last several decades, why don't we naturally want to step into the driver's seat? Why is, you know, why is that we need to be told, hey, you have a decision here. How do you feel? Why is that for us as women, relationships with other people, but also for ourselves? Why is it easy for us to forget about the self-care we need or really taking mm-hmm. care of ourselves?
Yeah, I think it's two things. The first is what you mentioned, that inherent, the way that we are wired, the way evolutionarily, right, we're the caretakers. The second thing is conditioning. And so even though, sure, our society has come a long way, and there are some things that from the outside kind of look equal or whatever it is, right? We still have so much conditioning as women. The messaging we're receiving that says the best thing a woman can be is agreeable, likable, chill, easygoing, selfless. That's what our society values in women. And that conditioning is like runs deep. It runs deep, right? We've really internalized a lot of that. So this work is kind of an unlearning of all of that, of feeling like, oh, I'm absolutely worthy of being like, here's what I really need. My needs are worthy and valid. We all have this, we're all wired to want to belong, right? Want to be accepted. That's human. That's totally natural. But the kind of shadow side of that is that the idea of rejection is really scary. We want to belong so badly. The idea of someone being like, no, thank you. I don't want to continue this connection or whatever it is, can feel really scary. So that so oftentimes gets in our way of speaking our truth, saying what we really want, saying no, like setting a boundary, because we've been trained, okay, you know, the goal is just like stay in connection with people and sacrifice yourself and what feels comfortable for you in order to make other people comfortable. And we have to unlearn that. We have to unlearn that in order for us to really build that healthy relationship with ourselves, and then ultimately to have relationships with others that aren't coming from that people-pleasing place.
Really, how are you changing this narrative and helping clients unlearn? This is getting more to the core of your philosophy around how we as individuals need to maintain a sense of self in this society that has conditioned us against ourselves almost, you know, and I don't mean to sound like a, you know, a threat or, but in a way it's, we are, you know, conditioned to not be connected with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly. So that's why the foundation of all of my coaching program, as well as my course, all starts with self relationship. So I don't have a single offer. I've never worked with a client in my 4+ years in business where the first week it's like, okay, let's get you out there, right? Dive right into dating. Let's work on the way that you're connecting. No, it's like whenever we are having, you know, seeing these patterns come up, when we're people pleasing, when we're dishonoring our own boundaries, when we are attracted to or choosing partners who aren't super available or don't treat us amazingly, it's always going to be a reflection of what's going on internally, right? So my work always starts with self-worth, building a real practice around self-love and self-care that's like actionable, right? Learning how to connect more deeply to ourselves, doing self-discovery work around our needs, our boundaries, our desires, our core values, right? Getting really clear on what we want in relationship, in our love lives and elsewhere. So from that foundation, then we can start to look at, okay, now that you're right with who you are and what you want, and we're releasing that shame around the fact that we have needs, right? I hear from so many women, we're so afraid of being seen as needy. So we really reframe that as just having needs. I had a coach years ago who said, you're only as needy as your unmet needs. So if you're in relationship with people who have no idea what you need, who are, you know, unavailable or inconsistent or whatever it is that makes, you know, where you feel unsafe, then yeah, you're going to feel really needy. You're going to feel like starved for, right? When we're able to own our needs, communicate them, teach people how to be with us, and we're choosing people who can meet us there, we still have needs, but we get to relax. Like we don't feel that sense of neediness that we associate with being desperate or not in our power.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Just talking about the messaging and the conditioning of, you know, no, be chill or be calm. Don't speak up too loudly. When I hear neediness, it's this like squeaky wheel, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not it at all, at all. It's speaking up for what you need so you can be content and you can live a life that you want.
Right. And giving permission for our partners, our friends, whomever to do the same, right? It's like, none of this is a one-way street either. It's not like, oh, take care of yourself means screw everyone else, put yourself first, no one else matters. It's like, no, when we take responsibility for taking care of ourselves, which includes actual self-care, taking time, taking me time, but also being vulnerable with the people in our lives, letting people know when something feels off or bothers us, expressing a need, expressing desires. When we do all of that, we also create a safe space and set the tone for the people in our lives to do the same with us. So everyone wins.
Yes. Yes. Have you read, there's a book by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap?
I know of it. I've not read it.
So in his book, he talks about relationships. He brings up a really interesting point. Whenever I have approached a relationship, I always look at it as the relationship is 100%. So each person has 50% responsibility in that relationship. And his ideology is around one person is one, another person is one. Each person gets 100% ownership of that relationship. And you reminded me of that, especially in the relationship with ourselves. I've always thought of myself as a 50% and I haven't shown up 100% for myself. How often do we as human beings not show up for ourselves? So of course we're not going to get what we want because we're not taking responsibility for ourselves in, you know, in our health and well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's such a powerful realization. I think part of that too, it makes me think of how we often take our relationship with ourselves for granted because it's just there. Yes. We're just with ourselves all day long. Sure, I take care of myself. I make myself meals and I, you know, I'm keeping myself alive. It's like very, there's the kind of basic, right, self-care stuff. And then there's really realized, I mean, it wasn't until really I started doing this work that I even thought of the concept or understood the concept of like having a relationship with myself. I was like, what do you mean? There's just me. And then I have relationships with people outside myself. But there really are these deeper ways in which we can learn to nurture and comfort and speak to ourselves and make choices in service of ourselves and our growth and our desires and our core being. And to your point, when it feels like we're fully showing up for ourselves, that's how we learn to trust ourselves. That's how we build confidence and personal power and all of that, that then allows us to show up generously for others.
Yeah, and I love that word generous, because in that as well, there's intention behind it, right? So we want to be there. It's not that we have to be there or there's other things I'd rather be doing. It's generosity around really that is what you want to be doing in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not out of obligation or I need to prove that I'm enough or I need to prove that I care about this person. It's like, no, I really want to be there. And I feel like I'm taking good enough care of myself that I also know, I know what my boundaries are. I've said no to times when I'm actually not available. So when I do show up, it's with a full heart. I can really be here. I can really be present.
Yes. Yes. Tell us what happens to our psyche, to our overall well-being, if we're not conscious and or doing the work towards understanding who we are and what our needs are as a human, as an individual.
First thing that comes up for me there is burnout. Like, I think that's such a big part of the reason why so many of us feel exhausted, feel like mentally, emotionally drained. Even now, when like in some ways our lives have slowed down so much. And I remember, you know, kind of early on in the pandemic, talking with people and we were all like, well, you know, we're not commuting anymore. We're not traveling, like all of this stuff. We're just going to be, we're going to have all this time. We're going to be so well rested, whatever. And then it's like, no, all of, we just fill up all that time, you know, immediately when we're not conscious about it. And we're just saying yes to different kinds of obligations. Now they're over Zoom, but we're right. We're just like still oftentimes saying yes to everything, living in reactive mode rather than us choosing. So it's like all these opportunities are coming at me. This person's asking me for this. This is happening. This friend is always late and it bothers me, but I'm not saying anything. All these things are just happening around us or feels like they're happening to us. And we're just saying yes, going with it, trying to stay afloat. And we burn out. We feel drained. And when we are just with ourselves, when we are alone and we have downtime, we are in our phones. We are in all these distractions and constant stimulus and actually not connecting with ourselves. And then we're drained, right? It's like such a cycle. So this idea of like coming home to ourselves, really learning to tune in and listen. What do I need when I'm making a choice? Let me check in and actually see how that feels. Am I energetically available for that? Or if I say yes, am I going to feel overextended and resentful? Learning how to make those choices for ourselves in connection with ourselves is how we really protect our energy, our emotional well-being.
Talking about checking in too, and always just being with ourselves, you check in loosely, right? Like you said, oh, are you hungry? Right. Mm-hmm. But really those deep check-ins and those, and you know, how many relationships can I think about that I've been in where, oh, we're together all the time. You know, I know exactly how they feel, but without having those deeper conversations and really being intentional around what questions we're asking and being present in moments that are really important, you can lose very quickly that sense of deepness and connectedness, even if you're physically together.
Absolutely. Right. And I also don't really believe we can be in full connection with someone else when we're not in connection with ourselves. Mm. I think sometimes we get confused and we think those two things are in conflict, or we've learned, I know that in early relationships for me, it was like when I felt so connected, so in love, I would really kind of lose myself, abandon myself a little bit, wouldn't even realize I was doing it, right? But that takes a toll on the relationship. And to your point, if we have a practice around connecting with ourselves, like being more present with ourselves, that also translates. Like that helps us learn how to check in with someone else, how to really hear and listen to them and not just make assumptions that everything's fine if no one's speaking up. And
yes, yes. I'm curious, what transformation have you seen personally as you've been doing this work, working with clients?
It's transformed. I'm like, I don't even know where to start. It's transformed everything in my life, really. I mean, from the way that I show up in my business and for my clients, I've seen such a shift over the years of like me really trusting myself in my work, like letting go of self-doubt and owning my worth, right? Even when it comes to setting rates or when it comes to boundaries with clients, all of that, that allows me to show up more powerfully and be in service. It's of course transformed the way I show up in my own romantic life, the way that I date so much more intentionally and so much more fun. Oftentimes when we talk about boundaries and communication and self-connection, like maybe to some people, it sounds kind of heavy, like, oh, you're just always doing the work. And it's like, actually, all of that is what allows us to then let go of expectations and time pressure and judging ourselves and trying to be perfect and having these ideas that like every date needs to be, you're looking for the one on a date. I'm like, my work with clients is to really let go of all of that stuff that makes dating so heavy and exhausting. And that for me has been so huge in being like, oh, this actually gets to be fun. It gets to be on my terms. There's so much more authentic connection and intimacy that's available to me now in my romantic life and in my friendships, in my relationship with my mom. I'm like, it's all healthier.
I love that. It's so real. Hearing your experience, it really shows that the work you're doing is so impactful, not only for yourself, but as you're showing up now more powerfully for clients and being able to say no to opportunities that don't align with you so you can continue doing the work you're doing and show up for yourself and show up for relationships with clients and personally as well.
Ah, thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. So tell us what you're working on right now and any projects or initiatives that you're putting out there in the world.
Yeah. So the biggest thing, my signature program that I've been running for 2.5, 3 years now, Love Life Transformation, is my group coaching program. The new initiative that's just been, I've really just launched a couple months ago and is still evolving, is my course, Love From Within, which it's so exciting for me because I've wanted there to be a way for women to access this work in a way that is more accessible. So the course is a really great option. It's a lower investment. You can like go through it on your own time. It's self-study style, and it really focuses on the inner work, that specifically relationship with ourselves, the mindset work, right? Really stepping more into our confidence, our power, discovering, like we were talking about, what we need, boundaries, core values, desires. It's like the work that helps kind of prepare you to think about putting yourself out there, and then Love Life Transformation, the coaching program, is a great next step. But it's been so amazing to see women who maybe had craved this kind of work, but didn't feel like they had an access point at the time, to be able to start connecting more deeply with themselves and letting go of a lot of the insecurities and the self-doubt and the self-sabotaging mindsets and all of that that was getting in their way. It's been so beautiful to witness those women starting to go through the course. And that's where I am now, is just like really wanting to share that, to bring more women into this community and to have a broader impact.
Awesome. Where can listeners find this? Find you and find these courses?
I show up most on Instagram, Evan Rose, and of course share a ton about the work and client highlights and all that fun stuff. The course itself, the course page is evanrosecoaching.com/LFW for Love From Within, the name of the course. /LLT, Love Life Transformation, is the program. And then there's also, I released recently a free, a totally free training, which basically gives you like a great taste of the Love From Within work. And it's all about creating a more loving relationship with yourself. So that one is, think, evanrosecoaching.com/free-training.
Great. And I'll put those links in the show notes so people can access them easily. Awesome. And I'm going to ask you our final question for today's conversation. Evan, what is one action our listeners can take with them when it comes to being more sustainable in their relationships and relationship building today?
Having a practice of self-connection. Having time each day where you just check in with yourself, ask what you need, ask what you desire, ask yourself what you're feeling, right? Just getting more connected to yourself is going to be an incredible foundation for you to have a sustainable, loving relationship with you and for you to sustain healthy, thriving relationships throughout your life.
To the point and so powerful. I love that. And I need to practice that myself. We all do, right?
We all do. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. This has been such a pleasure chatting with you. I'm excited to continue the conversation and excited to see how you grow in your business and all the more ladies you work with. So awesome.
Thanks so much, Amy. So fun being here.
Awesome, Evan. We'll chat soon.
Talk to you soon.
Evan teaches us that when we are able to abundantly show up for ourselves, we are then able to trust ourselves more fully, build our own confidence and self-power that allows us then to show up more generously for others. The work that Evan talks with us about starts within each one of us before we can show up for others with a full and truly open heart. So let's all start a practice of self-connection by starting to come home to ourselves. As Evan would say, listen to your core being, check in with your deeper desires, and learn the boundaries you need to establish in order to love yourself fully. And if you're interested in going deeper, start by taking Evan's free training. The link is in the show notes. Let's all start by sharing some love with ourselves. Let's go.